When Constantine converted to the Christian religion and established Christianity as the official religion of the Roman Empire through the Edict of Milan and began what is called the Constantinian era, Christianity underwent fundamental changes. Now, the motivations of Constantine himself were undoubtedly mixed. The church writer and historian Eusebius, in his laudatory, if not fawning, biography of the Emperor Constantine called the Vita Constantini, describes this conversion to Christianity as a result of a revelation that Constantine had in battle at the Milvian Bridge, where he saw a vision of heaven and of the cross of Jesus, and under it, in hoc signo vinces, in this sign you will conquer. Well, you see the sort of mixed motivation already involved in that. This is a pretty good sign with which to go to battle. But that sign of the cross became for Constantine then the center for his organization of the empire. So whatever his motivation, it at least involved in part the recognition that Christianity had grown by this time too numerous to completely suppress. Already in the 3rd century, Tertullian had said that the blood of martyrs is the seed of the church. Christianity seemed to be the sort of movement that the more you tried to repress it and suppress it, the more it simply grew. So Christians had become sufficiently populous in the empire that, according to many historians, Constantine made the prudential judgment, if you can't beat them, then join them. And that was better to align himself with the Christian religion than with what was clearly a sort of fading Greco-Roman religion or paganism. Now, for all emperors, it is very important that religion be the glue of the empire. And Constantine was no exception. So one of the very first things that Constantine did was called the Council of Nicaea in the year 325. He summoned all the Christian bishops to meet in the city of Nicaea to settle their doctrinal disputes, the disputes that had been generated by the Alexandrian priest Arius, and which led then to the development of the Nicene Creed that we talked about in an earlier presentation. This formal statement of belief to which all Christian bishops were to adhere. And if they didn't, they should leave the empire. And so as we saw, what happened then is that official Orthodox Christianity was really the imperial religion, and heterodox or divergent forms of Christianity tended to be able to thrive only outside of the imperial reach in North Africa and in East Syria. The establishment of Christianity did not happen totally under Constantine or his immediate successors. Indeed, in the 360s, a person whom Christians call Julian the Apostate, the Emperor Julian, tried to turn the empire back to paganism. He died very young in battle, and his experiment failed, and his successor, Theodosius I, finally succeeded in effectively establishing Christianity as the official religion of the empire in the late 4th century. Now, it is very important to note that with the establishment of Christianity also began the history of Christian intolerance for any other religious tradition. So that immediately under Theodosius, things got very rough for Jews and for pagans, so that the ancient Greco-Roman religious temples and statues and so forth were destroyed or expropriated. And so Christianity took itself seriously as a religion of the empire or as an imperial religion. Now, in the Eastern Empire, the Byzantium Empire, the Constantinian connection took the form of what is called Caesaropapism, Caesar and the Pope, if you will, in a religious political nexus.